o'clock.
Here we go.
Because the run home just got a little bumpier. Rush, rush, rush.
You cannot be serious.
I've got to see you every friggin' week.
There's got to be an investigation into this.
This is the Triple M Rush Hour with MG.
Our MG, I love our show. But I'm never more happier than I am right now because it means I can take this mask off.
Yeah, worrying signs again for Sydney. So if you are listening to us right now, please make sure you put your mask on wherever you are, wherever you're travelling, and hopefully we're out of this mess again before we know it.
If we all do the right thing, we'll get out of it quick, smart. But I'm having to walk around the office in a mask today, MJ.
Yeah, I know.
It's a very strange experience. It's shown me just how many of my co-workers I'm not familiar with their face.
Or their eyes. Who's that? Oh, that's
that?
Johnny. There's Johnny from accounts.
Who's
I know
that?
Him.
Johnny's the one who gives me the paychecks. Yeah, yes. I like Johnny. MG, hey, we got lots to get through today. Just four sleeps till State of Origin Game 2.
Yeah, well, you know what? The butterflies, they're kind
How
of
are
creeping
they? Butterfly
up.
Check.
Yeah, butterfly check. I must admit, most small business owners out there at the moment are panicking a bit.
Different butterflies.
Different butterflies. Yeah. But the Origin butterflies... Yesterday they were peaking with the news of Reece Walsh and all the talk around him, but I know we're going to speak about other things than Reece Walsh today.
Well, let's get straight into it.
The Triple M Rush Hour with MG. What's cracking? Brought to you by Kraken and Dry Premix, the taste you've been hunting for.
This State of Origin preparation has been dominated by two words, MG. Reece Walsh. It's all been about this teenager set to make his debut with just seven first grade games under his belt. But there are other things going on, MG. There are other things that need addressing. We can't let ourselves be distracted by this.
We all bought into it. We've all caught we're in the trap, Queensland's trap. While we're talking about Reece Walsh, guess what? We're not talking about Cameron Munster. We're not talking about Jai Arrow in the back row. We're not talking about Fifita off the bench. We're not talking about two hookers. We're not talking about 50-6 and they're fuming. And we're not talking about this is a ploy, a trap, a trick, an ambush.
You're not suggesting the Reece Walsh selection is a ploy, eh?
It's not a ploy. He's picked on merits, but the fanfare around him has got me thinking that all of a sudden I'm not thinking about anything but Reece Walsh. I mean, come on, you've got to think about other things at hand here. This is a Queensland team that got beat 50-6. They're going to be fuming. They're going to be fuming, and all the decoy. An 18-year-old kid is the decoy from all of us. We've all taken the bait. We have all taken the bait.
But some of those players you just mentioned, it is a different looking side. We get Josh Papali'i back into this team in the front row. Christian Welch, who only got through 17 minutes in game one.
13 minutes.
13 minutes. There you go. Yeah. I bonused him up 4 minutes. It's a different looking Queensland side.
It's a better team.
Why?
It's the best team they could have picked given the current circumstances without Brimson, I think.
Why Walsh is it better than game one?
Well, because it looks more rounded. Team. Of course, the centres are a problem, but they're going to be smarting. Don't you think Kurt Capewell and Dane Gagai have read all the press about the guys who they played against last week and all the week before and how they towered them up? Don't you think they're going to be better? Don't you think that, you know, Josh Papali'i's presence is going to bring something out of the Queensland? Look, don't fall for it. These guys are going to come out breathing fire. They're going to come out breathing fire, and they're a better team. Kafusi in the back row with Jaira, I like that on the edge because I think Fifita was a real target for New South Wales, and I think they just exploited that. I think having Jaira on the edge is a lot stronger, and I think having Fifita off the bench is a lot stronger for them.
Well, their front row gets a lot bigger when you bring Papali'i in instead of Jaira starting at prop. So
there's also a chat that we're about to talk about Jack Whiten. Well, may not be.
We need to look at the New South Wales side. They're in camp in Kingscliff ahead of this game. Jack Whiten up there in Kingscliff. Now, Freddie has a no phones policy in camp. But Jack Whiten has something pressing back on his mind in Canberra.
Any day, any week now, so it's very exciting. Yesterday we thought it was going to come on Friday, so I would have missed it, but a new addition to the family and can never count my blessings. It's unreal.
Baby number three on the way for Jack.
Yeah, look, and I'd do the same thing. He's played Origin before, and when you've got your mind on something other than the game ahead, which is Origin, when you're distracted, best is you leave camp and you go to do what you've got to do with your family.
So you think he should leave camp?
Of course he should. He's talking about it already. So obviously his mind's on the kid, as mine would be. I'd be struggling to my partner's side to be with the.
You would have left State of Origin camp for the birth of your child.
100%. 100%. Grand final, different. A grand final would be different because you've got more chance of playing in another Origin game than you have playing in a grand final.
Interesting. So New South Wales is then faced with the proposition, potentially, of having to find another 14. What change would Freddie make?
Dale Finucane, Abby Coruscant, just to name two.
Who would you go with? If leaves camp for the birth of his child, and we wish he and his partner Mon all the best with it, we hope everyone's happy and healthy and safe.
Yep.
Who does Freddie bring in to the side?
I think Finucane. And I think what that does is you've got Cam Murray who can play dummy half if need be. You've got Cam Murray who can play in the outside backs if need be. You've got Isaiah Yeo who can play in the back line if you need be. So I think they're covered. I'd probably resist playing Appy as the 14 because just the fact that Suncorp, Finucane's been there before.
And Appy's a hooker.
And we might need Appy as an 18th man as well.
Okay. Well, what I'm loving, MG, is that we're talking Origin, but we're not talking Reece Walsh. And there is one more aspect to this State of Origin build-up that I want to speak about.
Please tell.
Last week, MG, we spoke to retired Roosters captain Boyd Cordner.
We did.
And we asked him what it felt like to sit back and watch Game 1 State of Origin, having known he was going to retire from the game. He talked about how much he enjoyed it, etc. I proposed to you that Freddie should be getting on the phone to Boyd and having him present jerseys for game number two.
Well, I think you said that to Boyd in the interview as well.
I think I might have.
Will you be presenting the jersey? Said, and he was pretty coy as well.
Yeah, he hadn't said anything. And then yesterday we had Blues assistant Craig Fitzgibbon on, and I asked him who was presenting the jerseys for game two.
That one is a secret. No. Top secret, that one. There'll be, I'm certain of one thing, it'll be a good story after the presentation's done, mate.
We think we know.
Can you
might be BC.
I don't know.
Can you confirm the location of Boyd Cordner? Is he in camp with you at the moment?
I'm not sure where he is. We'll listen to him.
Craig Fitzgibbon, not sure where he is, MG.
So he's already got the coach's clipboard, hasn't he?
MG, I know where he is. I know where Boyd Cordner is.
You're an investigative reporter.
It's a hard word to say. Investigative. There you go. Nailed it.
Reporter. Yeah.
Boyd Cordner is on the Gold Coast.
Dun, 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 dun.
He is on the Gold Coast. He was spotted with Todd Carney.
Oh, the plot thickens.
At a Surfers Paradise Cafe. Todd's a dad now. He was catching up with Todd and his young son.
That's close to Kingscliff.
Well, the point is he's in the state.
He's in the vicinity.
There's going to be no issue with Boyd getting out of New South Wales.
I've got no doubt that if I'm a New South Wales player and I'm sitting in the dressing room and I want a little bit more motivation after beating Queensland 50-6 the first game, my motivation comes in the form of Boyd Cordner giving me the jersey that I'm going to run out to battle in.
I'm genuinely worried about Tarek Sims if Boyd Cordner gives the pre-game jersey presentation.
Just make sure them hinges on the door are tight.
Tarek Sims might tear Suncorp down. He'll be that fired up.
Be careful if you're standing in the tunnel on the way when they run out because you might just get a stray one.
Hey, speaking of second rollers that are fired up about State of Origin, it is an absolute pleasure to welcome to the show, friend of the show, and the captain of the New South Wales women's team, the 2021 Women's Ampol State of Origin game happening this Friday night, Sunshine Coast Stadium. And it is a pleasure to welcome friend of the show, New South Wales captain and fired up second roller, Kezzy Apps.
Hi, guys. How are we?
We are fan-bloody-tastic. Great to hear your voice, Kez. I love the fact that this team has been picked, and this is how we used to always do it. When I played rugby league, they would have city, country, and then they'd pick a New South Wales team after that. And they did exactly that about a month ago. You girls played city, country, and hence they've come up with the strongest team most possible.
Yeah, they certainly have, and wasn't the result country wanted, but it was certainly a great showcase of women's footy, and just the talent that we have in New South Wales is phenomenal. And I'm playing locally for Helensburgh in the Harvey Norman competition, and that's been it's been an incredible season. So from there, yeah, they picked city country, and now Origin, here we are.
Friday night, it's going to be outstanding. Kezzy, what's going on with Jess Sergis, your mate and teammate? She's allergic to the grass.
I know.
What's happened?
What are the odds? I don't know. So, of course, it's going to be her. If it's anyone, it will be her. It's either her or Keely. So, something will happen to them. So, I'm glad it's just a bit of an allergic reaction to that. So,
to the grass at the New South Wales Centre of Excellence in Homebush. Is that what's happened? She's been training with the gloves on as a result?
She has, yeah. So so she doesn't. She's got a little, a bit itchy for her. So she has her gloves on, and she finds it a lot easier.
You were never allergic to the grass, were you, MJ?
Never. No. In fact, I loved it. Actually, too much.
Yeah, you got in trouble for it once.
Yeah, good to see. Good to see Kezzy, Maddie Studden back at number seven. She was a star in the recent City of the Country match.
Yeah, and she's also been playing really good club footy as well. And massive raps to her. She's worked really hard, and yeah, she's just been amazing. And it was be silly for Kylie and the team not to pick her. So as I said, yeah, she's been playing outstanding.
Kez, as this women's state of origin concept grows and grows, and the years go by, are you noticing the step up in the standard of these games when it is the best of the best?
100%. Each year gets faster. Everyone's getting stronger. Just the more support we get for the women's game, it just showcases and just goes filters through, you know, local club level and so forth. So, yeah, each year gets faster, as I said, gets everyone gets stronger. The skill level just improves. So it's gone up the last couple of years. So, yeah, bring on Friday night. It's going to be even a step up from that.
We had a chat about the women's game the other day and how far it's come and how beautiful it is to watch, just the purity of it. You know, the tackling, there's no wrestling, there's great ball movement, there's fantastic athletes, and it's just a throwback. And this will rate its head off on Friday night. I can't wait. We've spoken about you guys.
MG, you can listen right here on Triple M. We're calling the game this Friday night.
That's what I mean. Rate its ass off on radio. That's what I'm talking about.
Sorry, mate. We got Ryan Girdler, Emma Lawrence, Anthony Maroon. That's your call team for Friday night.
I was actually
night,
talking
so
about TV. But
yeah,
I'm not,
I know you were.
let's look at your counterparts quickly. And as much as you pay attention to yourselves, you've got to have a quick eye on the prize. It's up there for a start, so they've got a home game. And interesting, Ali Bringshaw, who's usually a six or a seven, is playing at 13.
Yeah, she did that last year as well, and it really worked for him, just being that extra ball carrier and that ball runner and directing the forwards and getting them forward. So I think she's done that role really well, and they've kept her there to be that extra in the middle.
Who else can you tell us to look out for the Queensland team, Kezzy?
You know, obviously they're amazing athletes, and they're all pretty strong across the board, but I guess their fullback in Tamika Upton. She's a freak. I'm gonna try and shut her down. And obviously Ali. She's the best in the game. Just her vision and just how she can control the game. It's just amazing. So hopefully we can take time off her and shut most of the things down.
No, there's no hope about it, Kezzy. Full confidence that the New South Wales women's side will get the job done on Friday night. Quickly, the City of Bega power rankings right now. You're still captaining the state, and Dale Finucane can't get a run. I presume you're at the top of the tree as far as Bega goes currently.
No, he's definitely still up there. Mm. I just ran into him before they went into camp, before they flew out, and we're actually staying where sort of they're staying at the moment for Storm. So I was keen to catch up with him, but now I said, obviously, wish him well. It's great that he's in Blues camp as well, because he was going to come to our game on Friday night. But I was like, that's fine. Like, you're in camp now, so you've actually, you know, it's awesome to see him go so well, and especially after that injury he's had. And you can't forget about Millie Boyle as well. I'm going to claim her as a Bega product, even though she's from Cobargo. So she's also doing the town very proud.
You've got to be careful when you go claiming people from other towns, Kez. It's okay for Australia to do it to Kiwis, that's fine, but you got to be careful. That's all right. Hey, no, Kezzy Apps, the captain of the New South Wales Blues, Friday night, it's the 2021 AMPOL Women's State of Origin game. You can hear it right here on Triple M. Anthony Maroon, Emma Lawrence, Ryan Girdler, your call team for that one. It's going to be an absolute barnstormer. We can't wait.
Yeah, you won't be disappointed.
Oh, nice words, Kez. Nice.
If it's a game, you have to watch it. It's a game, and it's the only game on Friday night, so I don't see why.
Friday night footy. Yep.
So what you do is you sync the TV up with your radio and away you go. That's what you do.
There you go. Fans. Absolutely. Kezzy, really appreciate your time.
Thanks,
best of luck for the rest of the prep.
Cheers, guys.
Celebrate the Mac family with Maccas. The Triple M Rush Hours. Odd one out.
MG, this prize, again, I double-checked with Johnny the accountant. We in fact, do not have the money to pay for this prize.
No, we're just we know what. We want to give. We keep giving.
We're going into deficit. We're going into the red. What, you run a business? Is it good to be in the red or the black?
It's good to be in the black.
Okay, so we're going into the red for this prize pack. Here's what you can win. It is a money can't buy experience. You get to go and have a captain's run for you and a mate the day before the game with the Blues team. The New South Wales Rugby League Centre of Excellence Tour the Shed Tour. You get to go and experience what it is like to be part of this blue squad. And then, of course, you get the Silver Double Pass to go and watch State of Origin Game 3 on Wednesday, the 14th of July at Stadium Australia.
But wait, there's more.
Is there?
Well, the way you're rattling off these prizes, I'm just waiting for something else.
No, that was the end of it.
Can I go on the field and tackle someone? Is it like it's such a great prize?
It is.
We could throw in a Stadium Sydney polo as well. There you go.
Yeah, Johnny's giving me the thumbs up. We can afford that as well.
They can wear that. Beautiful.
Well, you know what else we'll give them? A Rush Hour with MG and Liam seat warmer, seat cushion.
Oh,
we're
see,
stocked up on
more.
Those now. Now,
I
look, the prize is ridiculous. The game's a fairly simple one. But before all that, you need to go and register. MMM.com.au. It's a very easy website to remember. MMM.com.au. You go there, you punch in your information, and then next week you can be playing our odd one out game for that prize pack.
Fantastic. Yeah, thank you, promotions. Thank you, ball boys. Thank you, ball girls, because these prizes are just for you guys, our listeners, our valued listeners. We love you.
MMM.com.au. And I'll tell you this, the earlier you register, the more chance you are to get on, to play.
Go register. What are you waiting for? Come on.
Go on, go do it. Now, obviously, MG, we are the biggest sports show in New South Wales. We dominate the airwaves.
We go everywhere. North Coast, we go West Coast, we go South Coast, and we go East Coast.
Where's the West Coast?
West Coast is Orange and Dubbo and the interlands.
Those famous orange beaches.
Hello, everyone at Bathurst, by the way.
We absolutely love our New South Wales family. We go everywhere. We dominate everywhere. But as a result, the Broncos, unless there's a huge story, we don't generally delve too much into the ongoings of the Broncos.
And when they're a bit higher up the ladder, we might. But when they're coming last, there's no cause for it. But
exactly.
Today we are.
Right now, we couldn't give two stuff. But our man Dobbo, the Rush Hour Queenslander with Dobbo, which obviously dominates in Queensland, yesterday had the raging bull on, Gordon Tallis.
An angry bull.
This is as raging as I've ever seen the raging bull. The backstory here, MG, for those unaware, is that there was an article in the paper over the weekend, or early this week rather, essentially, and it looks as though a journalist has been given...
The players are leaking stuff to journos.
Players are leaking things to journos.
About Kevy,
the club. Gordy is very tight with Kevy.
He's livid.
And Gordy read this article, and it's fair to say he spoke his mind on the article and on the players that have leaked this information.
And if the three players, I think it's a few players, right? But I know who they are. And if they keep on going, right, you've got to stay. No, seriously.
I know.
You can laugh for as long as you want.
No, it was
Robbie
disgusting.
Robbie Farah did it 5 years ago.
I know,
right?
And you outed him.
Right, because you don't do it. You go to the coach and you tell him you've got a problem. Matt Lodge, I've had my issues with Matt Lodge. Do you know the greatest thing about Matt Lodge? Put his name to it. Big photo of Matt Lodge. Matt Lodge put his name to what he was saying. So he owned the words. All these guys that are ringing the journalists or whatever, so I don't know who's worse, the journalists who wrote it or the players that are saying it. So if they keep on going, I will out them like I did Robbie Farah, and I'll make sure, and I'll make it my personal. I'll get personal with them so they don't get another club, because that's wrong. So what they're doing to the game, it's weak. There's no courage in talking behind someone's back. I'll just give them a word of advice. You're going to get more respect than life if you stab someone in the chest, not the back.
Can I ask you this?
The players, if you've got some courage, because I watch them play and they don't. That's the funny thing. I've watched those guys play, and I know that they're gutless. So if they want a job in the game, they shut up, roll their sleeves up, and have a dig.
Yeah, it doesn't get any more scathing. And it's beware the raging bull, because it's true. It's so true. You don't blame the journos. The journos have got to do their job. You blame the players, because there's nothing wrong. There's nothing worse in a club than you've got some players who are disgruntled and they're speaking amongst themselves, and then they go and say something to a journo to try and death ride their season, and i.e. the coach. And if Gordy knows names, like he said with Robbie Farah a few years ago, I like what he said about Matt Lodge too, because Matt Lodge has come out in the front foot and said, said he went to say and been open. So obviously there's a few players who know that they're the ones Gordon Tallis is talking about. So boys, you got two options. You stop and cease and get on with playing footy, or you leave town now. Get out of Dodge.
And for those thinking that that's a hollow threat, I was producing the show when Gordy basically not outed Robbie Farah, but just said what he knew on the show. And I thought,
Gordy's one of the all-time straight shooters. I like to think that if you're tough on the field and you're tough off it, well, you've got to be tough in situations where you speak your mind. And don't go back on it. You know, you've got to be honest and transparent. That's one good thing. That's one thing that Gordon Tallis has always been. And he loves the Broncos. Deep down, he loves the Broncos. You know, as long as he's an ambassador for the Titans, and you know, he's friends up there with the Frizzells who own the Titans.
And he loves Kevy too.
But his passion lays with the Broncos, who he had a whole year out of footy just to play for.
Yep.
So, and he loves Kevy. You're right, Liam. He loves Kevy. So yep. He doesn't want to see his mate stabbed in the back.
Nope.
As he said, if you're going to do something, you'd rather get stabbed in the chest than in the back. And yep. I don't think I'd like to be stabbed anywhere, but the chest will do this time.
MG, for Bingley, who have been bringing you the best brands and best advice since 1957, you can head to bingley.com.au to grab a deal today. We need to talk some AFL. The AFL world, this COVID situation in Sydney, it has thrown it on its head, turned it on its head. The certainly Sydney has. Swans and the Giants made a mad dash out of Sydney yesterday to yep. ensure that their games this weekend could still go ahead. Now, we're going to speak to a friend of ours from the GWS Giants, but I implore you, because last time we had this gentleman on, you tried to lump him with a brand new nickname.
Quinton.
Exactly. Please don't do it again.
Okay.
All right? Well, his name's okay. Tim Taranto. Not Quentin Tarantino. It is Tim Taranto from the GWS Giants. G'day, Tim.
G'day, boys. How are we going?
I suppose the name didn't catch on, brother, right?
No, I haven't heard it once yet, surprisingly.
Oh, mate, we feel for you. Look, you flew, as Liam said, you flew out to Melbourne on short notice yesterday with your game against the Hawkies. Move the SCG. I suppose here we go again, Timmy.
Yeah, it was an interesting afternoon. We got a message about 4:30 yesterday that we could be on a flight, and then about 5 o'clock they told us, pack your bags, we're off at 8 o'clock, so packed for about 2 weeks, but who knows, it could be longer. So, yeah, well, we're down in Melbourne at the moment.
That's a big question. Did you forget anything? Did you, like a John Grisham novel, your AirPods? Like, you got everything in your suitcase?
I think so. I haven't found anything I forgot yet. So I'm going to it's been 12 hours though.
Well, yeah, I was going to say, we'll touch base in a couple of weeks and see what you've forgotten about. The AFL is scrambling. That's what they're doing now, MG, to ensure that these games can go ahead. The Giants were meant to be playing at home this weekend. Very yep. winnable game against the 17th place Hawks as well. Instead, they'll be playing at the MCG. The Swans meant to be playing in Adelaide. At this stage, likely to still go ahead, but could be moved as well. So, it's all the fixtures all over the place. Tim, do you as a playing group talk about the situation you're in, or is it just, you know, we move on, we got to play here now, refocus on the footy?
Yeah, we had a meeting this morning and just kind of talked about everything that's going on and the natural kind of disappointment not playing at Giant Stadium, I guess. But Leon kind of alluded to how lucky we are to be playing at the G, the home of footy, 2 weeks in a row. I think we got Melbourne the next week. And we don't really get to play at the G much, so it's kind of exciting that we get to play two games in front of big crowds in the home of footy. So, no, everyone's pretty keen to do that. I know all the young boys are super excited playing the G again.
Well, see, Leon's the glass half full type of man. I like that. As you can imagine, too, I suppose for guys like yourself, Timmy, 23-year-olds, the younger guys in the squad, it's probably a bit easier for you guys, let alone the guys who are in their late 20s with a couple of kids at home to leave.
Yeah, for sure. That's where it becomes challenging for some people, even young babies and wives at home by themselves. So, easy for someone like me, but definitely a big challenge for some other guys that have to put their footy over the family for a couple of weeks.
MG, you talk about Leon being a glass half full kind of guy. Well, the MCG can be half full this weekend, which is the news has come in. The government said that 50% crowds can be back. So
what's that, 40-odd?
Well, 50,000, I think, is if they got it full. So Giants v Hawks, hopefully they do get a bumper crowd there. Tim, a lot gets made in the AFL media about Dustin Martin, and rightfully so, the bloke is a star. But a lot gets made about his situation with his dad being over in New Zealand, unable to come and visit. Some people might not be aware, your dad lives in the States. He's over in Texas, I believe. How do you manage that situation with COVID at the moment and international travel being what it is, not being able to get back and see him?
Yeah, it's a huge challenge. Yeah, dad's in Dallas, Texas. So haven't seen him since late 2019, and I've got three younger brothers, an 8-year-old, a 7-year-old, and a 2-year-old. So desperate to get over there, but I guess got really no choice. It's going to have to be a wait and see job. Try and get vaccinated maybe this year and hopefully try and sneak over there one way or another. I don't know how it's going to pan out, but yeah, I'm really, really keen to get over there whenever I can.
So, that's what we watch our athletes, and we spoke to a lot of the the AFL players last year, Liam, in COVID lockdown and how hard it was. We spoke to a couple of the Giants boys, a couple of the Swans boys who woke up and I said to them, do you know where you are? He goes, I think we're in WA. I'm not quite sure at the moment. So, look, you know, you guys, obviously you get paid to play a great sport, but in the last 18 months, gee, you've had to earn your money, man, the hard way.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, there's no doubt there's been some challenges. Last year was a big eye-opener and, you know, it was a difficult year for a lot of people. But, you know, this time around, it's nowhere near the same. You know, we're in a nice hotel. We're allowed to leave and kind of see family and friends down here. So it's kind of an exciting opportunity. It's not like last year at all.
Do you have to share a room while you're on away trips, Tim?
No, we're lucky enough to get the own room.
Big
king bed.
Okay. That's very nice. No, I was curious to know who you might have been unlucky enough to having to room with. Are you glad you don't have to room with?
Oh, I got asked this yesterday. Probably Shane Mumford off the top of the head.
Oh,
Mummy's, geez, he's hard done by the big mummy.
Is everyone... Oh, trust me, he deserves it.
I know.
Outstanding. Hey, Tim, this Sunday, MCG 110 taking on the Hawks. A huge opportunity. You sit half a game outside of the eight. The Hawks languishing down in 17th, but they showed a couple of weeks ago against the Swannies on their day. They are still very capable of playing some good football. Thank you for your time. Best of luck for however long you are down in Melbourne, and good luck for Sunday's game against the Hawks.
Yeah, thanks very much, mate. I appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
Good on you, Quentin. See you, brother.
Just mate.
See you, mate.
Thanks, Tim.
No,
see you, mate. There's your fix of AFL. Thanks to our friends at Bingley. MG, we got to get out of here. The biggest newsbreaker in rugby league, Brent Reed, will be back tomorrow with more of Reedy's Mail, and we're going to go inside the New South Wales camp with a player up in Kingscliff.
Yeah, cannot wait. As always, thank you so much for your ears. He's Liam. I'm MG. Wherever you are, stay safe.